This is the Sheep Guarding Llama podcast for Sunday, November 20th, 2005. This is episode 26, and I'm your host, Scott Allen Miller. And today with me in the studio, we have...
Domenica, the wife.
This is Jennifer. And I am Domenica's college... I was Domenica's college roommate.
You kind of are my college roommate.
I still am.
Yeah.
Things have not changed.
Although, you're in college now, and I'm your college roommate.
That's true.
It doesn't count. Jen will always be my roomie.
Yes.
I see.
Sorry.
You are married, so.
Yeah. You are my permanent roomie, I suppose, but Jen will always be the roomie.
I see.
Yeah. But you're the husband.
I am.
Yes.
Yes.
And you are the wife.
I am.
As you announce every week.
Yes, I do.
Every day. Yep. We missed our podcast yesterday.
We've been very tired. Busy.
Yeah. We ended up going out.
Well, we did get to reconnect with another friend of ours from college, also a roomie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She was kind of our surrogate roomie.
Yes, she was. She was the other roommate, my other roommate.
Yes, she was the other roommate.
And we were having a good time just reconnecting. So I was unable to join Scott and Domenica for a podcast.
We were too tired to do one anyway.
Yeah, we were exhausted.
We didn't get home until like 3.
No, it was early.
Wasn't it? Oh, okay. Was it like 2:30?
We were out very late. Yeah.
2:30 at the latest.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was late.
Much later than we're usually out.
Yeah, that's late for us. Although I'm often working still at that time, so.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Well, it's late for you and I, Domenica.
Yes, it is.
We were feeding off of each other.
We were. There was a lot of giggling going on last night, I would say. There's been a lot of giggling. Well, there was not so much giggling today.
No.
We tend to giggle when we're together.
Well, it was the three of us last night.
Yeah.
And that's major giggling. Trish is a giggler.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Domenica was tired, and I was like, oh, I'm a little tired. And Domenica said, I think you're a little tired, so we were both feeding off of each other.
But we both really kind of wanted to go out and hang out.
Yes, but we were just trying to be considerate.
Yes. So we went to the Old Toad.
Yep, which is awesome. Only place in Western New York that serves real ale.
Which was yummy.
It was.
Very good.
And they had Scott's description of, like, bread in a glass is a good description of Blackbird.
Yeah, Blackbird. They have different ales all the time.
Oh.
It's not that they have just one and that's what they have. They ship them. They do some that they make themselves, I believe. That's what they used to do. They may have stopped that, but they've always had a special shipping arrangement with some companies in England, which is where real ale is, that's where it's traditional.
Mm-hmm.
And they ship them over quickly because they go bad so fast because they're not carbonated. So they have a really short lifespan. So the thing that the Toad does is they do their own importing of their beer. And they get three at a time. And when it runs out and they get a different one. And that's just how it works. So you get a different selection all the time. And they even do a beer festival where you only get it for a few days.
Wow. Are they always oatmeal stout or no?
No, it's everything changes all the time. They do tend to have certain, like they'll always have a dark, and they'll always have a medium, and then something else, typically.
I did have Chimay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Chimay. It's the Belgian beer.
Yeah, they have a really big European beer selection in general. A lot of stuff you don't get a lot of places.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that the Blackbird was warm.
Yes, a real ale is served flat and warm, always. And it has to be hand-pumped, so it takes a long time to get.
Wow.
Because, I mean, I guess you could have a machine pump it, but because it's not carbonated, it doesn't fill the way a normal beer does. So, I do have to mention that we're doing this podcast in a completely different format, because we don't really have the space here in the studio for three people. And so, for the first time, we're actually recording the show with me sitting on the floor. The microphone, because we don't have a stereo setup here, is propped up on a computer case. And is in the middle of the floor, and everyone's just kind of sitting around it. So this is a little bit different than normal.
It is.
And I think that's an entertaining little feature of the podcast.
It's kind of like
today.
A powwow.
It is.
We had to throw a third person in the mix.
We're huddling around the microphone as if it was a fire keeping us warm.
Yes.
Let's tell ghost stories. Where's the marshmallows?
Well, are there rumored s'mores. Ghost stories in Geneseo?
Not that I'm aware of.
No.
I was always told that within the town,